Masechet Baba Kama, Perek He, Mishnah Aleph. Here we'll talk about an animal that does damage. We'll throw in the factor of if one of the animals, either the attacking animal or the damaged animal, was pregnant at the time, how that factors in to the obligations that the owner has to pay. Mishnah says, Shor Shinagah Etaparav. You have an ox that gored a cow, a tam ox gored a cow, and it was known that around that time, the cow was pregnant with a baby cow. V'nimsa ubara besida. And the fetus was found near the dead cow, near its mother's side. V'en yadua im ad shelo negaha yalda. It wasn't known whether the cow already gave birth before the ox gored it. Maybe the cow already gave birth, and the cow wasn't killed when it was gored by the ox. It already was out of the body and it was killed on, and it died on its own, or im mishinegaha yalda, or whether the cow gave birth after the ox gored it. In other words, maybe the ox gored this cow, killed the mother, and then caused the mother also to give birth and kill the baby cow as well. The nafkamina would be, what's the owner responsible for? Is he obligated to pay just for the cow? Or is he obligated to pay for the cow and for the baby that was killed as well? So we don't know what the situation was. It must have been that Edim saw the goring happen over here, but they didn't see exactly what was around the cow. They didn't know when the cow gave birth, before it was gored or after it was gored. So we say in this case, Meshalem Hatsi Nezek Lapara, the owner of the ox pays half damages for the loss of the cow, since it's a short tam. Short tam pays Hatsi Nezek half of the damages. And when it comes to the loss of the fetus of the baby cow, Urvia Nezek Lavalad, it pays a 1/4 damages for the loss of the fetus. Since it's unknown whether he's obligated to pay for the fetus or not, he usually would have to pay half damages for killing this fetus since it was a short time. But we say he has to pay half of the half damage payment that he would normally pay, which is 1/4 payment, because we do not know what the situation is in terms of this fetus, if it was killed by the ox or not. So when we have an uncertain situation, we would say that he has to pay half of the value. He would divide the value with the victim, they come to a compromise together, and he would only have to pay 1/4 of the fetus's value. This is the opinion of Somchos. But when it comes to Hachamim, they hold differently. They say that we have that rule of Hamotzi mechavero alav hareaya. If somebody's trying to extract money from his fellow, he has to bring clear proof. So here in this situation, the ox that gored the owner, there's really no certainty that it was his ox that killed that fetus. They don't really know. So, according to the opinion of Hachamim, the owner of the cow, he has to bring clear proof that it was the ox that killed his cow. If he does not, then he was not allowed to collect any payment for that fetus. Mishnah continues, Vechen para shenagahat ashor, a similar case where a tam cow now gores an ox and kills that ox. The cow was pregnant at the time, right around that time, and we have uncertainty if the baby calf that was found right at the side, the newborn calf was found right on the side of the baby of the cow. We don't know whether that calf that we found on the side of the cow was part of the goring animal when it gored the ox or not. Maybe the cow already gave birth and then it gored the ox, or maybe the calf was in the stomach of the cow while it was goring that ox. And the nafkamina would be, if it was in the body of the cow when the goring happened, the megufa valuation would be more. We'll take a step back. Whenever we have a tam animal that gores, the damage that it causes is the 100% number. The owner of that tam animal only has to pay 50% of the damages. But that 50% can never exceed the value of the actual cow. If the, for example, let's say the damage was 100 damage that it caused, 100 zoos of damage. So now the owner of the damaging animal has to pay 50 zoos. But if the value of the actual animal that gored was less, let's say it was 40 zoos, then the owner only has to pay megufa, the valuation of that animal would only have to pay 40. So in our case, the question becomes, is the calf part of the body of the cow when it gored, and therefore the valuation of what the worth of migufa, of that damaging animal, was it more? Or maybe the cow gave birth earlier before it gored the ox, and therefore you don't take the calf into account on what the worth of that goring cow was. So we say in this situation, we have no clue. We do not know if it was part of the body or not. So meshalem hatzi nezek min hapara. The 50% damages normally you pay from the cow. Urvia nezek min havalad. And the 1/4 damages could be paid from the newborn calf. In this situation, again, we're uncertain whether this calf was part of the goring animal or not. So therefore, you compromise according to Somchos, and you only pay half of the usual half payment damage from it, which is 1/4. How that would manifest itself in an actual case, if, let's say, the cow was available, the goring cow was around, then the victim could take his full 50% damages from that cow, and he would be okay. But let's say the cow ran away. The goring cow is not available. It ran away after it caused the damage and we can't find it. So in that case, the victim now has to collect payment from the body of the calf. How much could he collect from the body of the calf? We say he can only collect up to 25% from that calf, because we don't know 25% of the damages that he's owed from that body of the calf, 1/4 of the damage, because we don't know if he really could collect from that calf or not. So the compromise is on that. Another practical case would be, let's say, 50% of the damages, he owed 50 zuz to the person. But the cow that he had was only worth 40 zuz. Question becomes, so now he takes that cow, can he take another 10 zuz from the valuation of the calf? Seems to be from this case, he's allowed to. He could take another 10 zuz from that calf, as long as what he's taking from the calf is less than 25% of the valuation of the damage, he would be okay. Again, this follows the ruling of Somchos. According to Hachamim, the owner of the ox in this situation, which was killed, cannot collect any damages from the fetus because he can't prove that the cow was pregnant with the fetus at the time of the goring.